Welcome back to another very special episode of Wings on Wings. I'm Doug.
I'm Michelle.
I'm DJ. And that's it, because we're continuing our hot sauce challenge, The Book of Pleasure and Pain, part two.
Right.
From Ass Kicker Hot Sauces,
Ass Kicking Hot Sauce Challenge.
Right. If you're just joining now in the second half, go back to listen to the first half from last week. We didn't have any killer hot ones. We're about to get into the killer hot ones here. We're a little nervous. This episode we have roasted garlic through spontaneous combustion and everything in between.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a wild ride, and won't you all come join us?
And you can still get these at asskicking.com, Amazon, all that stuff for this big old set of 12 bottles.
That's right.
So.
Yep. So we're going to start first with challenge 7.
Yep.
Ass-kicking roasted garlic hot sauce.
What's the tagline?
Vampires hate it.
Oh.
At least that's kind of fits.
I hope it's because of the garlic and not the taste.
The intern didn't add, "Oh, vampires hate this because it's a shit sauce."
Because it tastes like shit.
I'd like to think if I was a vampire, I'd have a very refined palate.
Yeah.
Like you'd only eat the fanciest of people.
Yeah, like fancy blood. But in my world, vampires need blood to survive, but they still enjoy good food.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like the What We Do in the Shadows rules, where you can't eat a pizza pie.
Yeah, or else you'll projectile vomit and fly all over the place.
So we got the consistency back with this one. Disappointing the end of the last episode. But it's back a little bit on this one.
Do you think vampires hate it because it's garlicky or because it's hot?
I don't know.
Or both.
It would be garlic because vampires hate garlic, right?
Yes.
That's the gimmick here.
I don't know. Then again, if you have super taste buds like imagine a vampire would, then a hot sauce would be really hot to you, maybe?
What if they actually hate it because it has colloidal silver in it?
Oh, and it's going to make them blue? Is that what turns them blue?
It sure is. That's why vampires are blue, because they eat colloidal silver.
All right.
That's not true.
That's all of it sounded very scientific.
Thank you.
I believe that.
It doesn't even really, it kind of smells like garlic, but not quite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of smells the same as every other sauce that they've made.
Yeah.
Everything since chili lime has kind of smelled like chili lime.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Ready?
Let's do it.
What are you doing to me here? Hot sauce challenge.
The fuck is this?
This is not hot, and it's not particularly garlicky. And we know...
These wings are crispy.
Sorry. We know that, like, Torchbearer has done some garlicky sauces, both a hot version and a non-hot version.
Right.
And those are amazing.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just expecting more garlic.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's just...
It's not good either, though.
Yeah.
They started off real hot with that bacon one.
You're baking me crazy. They even made it... They started off strong with their taglines.
Mm-hmm. It's very similar to the Cajun one to me.
Yeah, it's... I'm getting barely any garlic.
Yeah.
I got a little heat with that bite.
A very little bit of heat. Very little.
My tongue's hot.
Yeah?
I think it's just because, like, my tongue is just hot now, though.
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah. No.
Huh. This isn't good.
No. No. Not digging it. What was this? What is it? Roasted garlic.
Roasted garlic.
Tasted more roasted than did garlic.
Tastes like a roast with no garlic.
I'm on a level playing field here. I'm hitting this with a 1. I do not like. Do not like, would not eat. That's where I'm at with this right now.
I'm going to give this one a 1.75. I felt like it was better.
Okay.
It's not great, but like...
Not as advertised. No garlic. Doug?
I don't know what's happening here. I don't even know what to score this. 1. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
I'm very confused by this sauce.
It's not moving the needle, and I'm stuck. I'm stuck in that mode right now. So... Yeah, that's... I was excited for this. I thought we were doing real good. I'm telling you, the chili lime and the sriracha and the Cajun are much better impressions in my brain after these last couple.
Yeah.
So, not great.
No. No.
All right.
These are kind of a bummer.
Yeah. All right, are we we're ready for the next one?
Let's move this.
Let's hope they can turn this around, because this one, habanero hot sauce from hell.
Oh, like Jack the Ripper. Here we go.
Beyond hot.
It's like the from hell letter.
It's got a devil in it, or on it.
Great movie.
Oh, and it has a recipe on the back for scrambled eggs from hell.
I never saw that.
Two eggs, a tablespoon of half and half, a teaspoon of hot sauce from hell, 2 tablespoons of butter, salt, and ground pepper to taste.
Well, this sauce better be at least as hot as Heather Graham.
Mmm.
Yeah. She's quite lovely in that movie.
She's quite lovely in everything.
Just as habanero again, though, so.
Just a habanero?
Mmm. Just a habanero. Giving it some good shakes.
Just a habanero.
Hot.
And everywhere I go.
Hot sauce from hell. It's disconcerting that the colors are all the same. Yeah. Julie? Nope.
Sorry, the dog farted.
So she's embarrassed. Look what you're doing.
I'm sorry. I love you, buddy.
Everything got so quiet, too.
Yep.
I love you. I would give you wings, but I'm not allowed
somehow
to.
Somehow this looks like a habanero sauce. Does that make sense?
No.
I like this little devil on the bottle.
What's this called? This is Beyond Hell?
From Hell.
Is it From Hell or is it Beyond Hell?
This is From Hell.
Hot sauce from hell. Beyond Hot.
Beyond Hell.
This is Beyond Hot. Okay.
Oh,
the world's hottest hot sauce. Mm. We'll see about that, boy.
Mm. I think that's false.
Yeah.
The tagline for this one is,
yes,
fire up your breakfast burrito.
What? They're really failing. All right, we got to rewrite. Hold on.
The next one is so bad.
Habanero hot sauce from hell beyond hot. We got to write something different. What's the tagline?
Well, first we got to try it. Then we can feel the
burn. There's got to be something about Jack the Ripper, right?
All right.
The dry wing.
That's so dry. again, I don't know what's going on here. I feel like I'm being punked.
I'm getting some heat.
Mm-mm.
This one's hot. It's hot in my mouth. It is not as hot as Heather Graham, though.
No. What is?
It's as hot as Mike Myers.
Mm. Yeah, not a... I don't know. Like, I could drink this stuff. Like, it's not...
I mean, if you take a lot of it...
Yeah, maybe it's just not enough. Maybe, I guess, one wing isn't enough. I don't know. But, like... That bacon one we had was hot, that first one. There's some heat. But you know what I mean? Like, that in the last episode we opened, the first one we had, that bacon had, like, a surprising amount of heat. And I feel like it's sort of dropped off since then.
Yeah. Like, that Cajun one was really fucking hot. And now this one is, like, meh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just don't think it's there.
Much like the From Hell letter turned out to be fake, so did this sauce.
That's the better. There's our tagline.
There you go. Right there. You know, better than the last one for sure, because I'm getting some heat now. I'm going to hit it with a 2.
Yeah, I at least thought
I'm getting some heat.
This one had some heat a little bit. Mm-hmm. It had a better flavor. Like, you could taste, again, habanero is a good tasting pepper.
Right.
And so you could taste, like, the habanero is a little bit sweeter. And so it's a little bit of a sweeter pepper sauce. I'm going to give it a 2.25.
Okay. That's pretty high. That's pretty high. It's up there with the Sriracha. Doug?
2-ish.
2-ish, all right.
It's burning a little bit.
Yeah,
but
a little bit of burn.
It's not that. It's very meh.
Can I have the milk, please? Since we're going into what's advertised as heat territory, I'm gonna start cleansing the old palate with some milk in between.
Just for I'm sorry.
The sake of fairness and good podcasting.
I don't know how good our podcasting can be since I just put my elbow down on my plate and made a loud noise.
It's all right.
It's okay. This isn't Masterpiece Theater. This is Wings on Wings.
That's right.
That's right. The low quality our listeners have come to expect.
No, I don't say that. I happen to like our show.
All right, good.
Our show is perfectly acceptable.
All right. We ready? Everybody's milked up, ready to go?
Milked up,
ready to go.
Seltzered up.
This should be a video podcast. That's the problem. That's what we're not tapping into.
It's true.
We should be on video.
I believe Tatum handles that business.
All right. Made this, so Hot Sauce from Hell, Devil's Revenge.
This tagline is my favorite.
Beyond Hell, made with the 1 million Scoville capsicum extract.
Ha ha.
Oh, well, now I'm terrified.
Extremely hot.
How are you going to get hotter?
Use sparingly. Avoid contact with eyes and other sensitive areas.
Yeah, so be careful with your hands after this one, I guess.
Yep. Don't touch your genitalia or anyone else's.
All right, and the tagline on this one, we disagree about dishes best served cold.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I feel revenge. Like it's a short novel.
No, revenge is a dish best. It's an old Klingon proverb.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with this?
But what does this mean? Well, it's called Devil's Revenge.
It's called Devil's Revenge.
Oh, okay.
So it's revenge served hot.
Right, because it's revenge served hot.
I just don't understand why it's so wordy.
Keep up, Peter, people. Keep up. Let's go. All right. Let's fucking do this.
All right.
We're hoping this one knocks it out of the park. I'm hoping for him to be myrtleized. I don't want to be able to talk through the rest of this episode.
Myrtleized. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, myrtleized.
Myrtleized.
Murdered and pulverized.
I thought it was like what happens if you go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
And you get a fanny pack.
That's myrtleized. Oh, you know, I used to work with a guy who would vacation in, no, it wasn't Myrtle Beach, it was Ocean City.
Oh.
But every year he went, somebody would die on the beach in front of his hotel, and I would convince everyone that I used to work with that it was him that was doing it.
That he was like some kind of murderer?
Mm-hmm.
He was a vacation murderer.
And what actually happened the last time was that somebody fell asleep on the, or they were drunk on the beach walking, and they fell, somebody had dug a giant hole, and they'd fallen into the hole and passed out because they were drunk, and the machine they drive to level the beach out at night for the next day came and filled in the hole.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's an awful way to die.
Right? Terrible way to
terrible.
Die.
Terrible.
Hopefully you're drunk enough you don't wake up.
Yeah, that's the one thing I wouldn't want to
asphyxiate and that's it. But
I wouldn't want to wake up and drown in sand. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's Anakin Skywalker's worst nightmare. Devil's Revenge.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Rock out.
Let's crunch in. Uh-oh.
We shall be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is hot. Oh, that's awesome. Oh my god, it's hot. It also tastes like shit.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. All right, I got my wish. Here we are.
Oh my god, this is so hot.
Whew. Three more to go. I feel like now we were just like bitching and moaning.
Here's the challenge.
And the sauce is like, oh yeah, motherfucker.
No.
All right,
they rope-a-doped us.
Fuck your Yankee blue jeans. God, you keep papal tower me. Papal tower.
Papal tower.
Can you papal tower me, Doug?
Right from a
thank you.
Papal decree.
Right.
Wow.
Whew.
This is hot.
This burns.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
All right. They're stepping it up. Whew.
They're all right. Fucking around.
So yeah,
wow, finally.
The taste ain't there. It's hot for hot's sake, which does not bode well for the rest of these.
It doesn't taste like anything.
No, just heat. They're just like, all right, well, you sat through those seemingly similar flavored things. Here's your death. And it's going to get three times worse. So, prep yourselves.
All right.
Are we okay? You want to take a break? You want to like talk it out a little bit before we move on? We have to rate.
Oh. Are we rating on flavor or heat?
You rate it however you want. I think not having a flavor detracts some points, honestly. Bacon is still my top tier here. So it's not as good as that bacon sauce, although it is hotter. It is a lingering pain. Heat. But the flavor isn't great. I'm going to hit it with a 2.75. And I'm going to crunch on a carrot into the microphone.
Oh, this is so hot. 1.25.
Wow. Okay.
It sucks. 1.25. It tastes terrible, but it's hot.
All right, Doug?
It doesn't taste good, but it is hot, so I'll give it a 2.25. Well, and I want
to
carry it.
And I mean, the goal is like to, it's the challenge, right? We're not, they are trying to heat us out.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is, if we check all these, there's a checklist where we could check them with a pen. And if you try them all, then you have survived the hot sauce challenge.
Well, and the heat is on number two. So we're ready to move on.
We're ready.
All right. We're out of the devil.
Oh.
We are now into ass kicking ghost pepper. Boot Jalokia.
And the tagline here is, are you afraid of ghosts?
What? Oh, ghost pepper, I get it.
Okay. At least it's on topic.
So the ingredients on this one are water.
I know, but even I ain't afraid of no ghosts right. would be better.
Boot Jalokia, vinegar, carrot, salt, xanthan gum.
I am afraid.
So they are, everyone is the same ingredients. They're not varying ingredients. So the flavors are going to be the same. These are just going to step up some hotness. Because technically, even though that one was made with capsaicin extract, it was just habanero. But now we're into ghost pepper. So, this is going to get worse.
All right, let's do it. Weird.
I'm not excited.
Oh, no.
These wings are starting to fuck with me.
All right.
Yep. That's why it's a challenge. Last three.
Oh, my God. Okay, ghost pepper.
I'm sweating buckets.
Yeah, I can see you have a wet head.
Sweating buckets. You can see the
yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, baby.
Everything collects on.
That's
the,
right, Daddy.
On the headphones. That's right. The heat is on. Number two.
Number two.
All right. This is nice. While I'm waiting for you guys to sauce, I got to take a little break. Drink a little milk.
Nothing will take away the hot that's on my lips. And also with the 12 wings. Mm-hmm. I've drank so much milk at this point that if I'm not throwing up milk later, I'm going to be shocked.
I'm the same way. I've had about 4 cans of seltzer and about half a bottle of water.
I've had half a glass of water, half a glass of milk. I'm good. You ready? Ghost pepper. This is what we're here for. This is what the people want.
All right.
This is why we have a career in wing eating.
All right. Down the hatch.
Here we go.
This is why we're professionals.
Ew, why is this so gross?
These are not good sauces.
No. I think this one tastes better than the last one.
Oh, really? I think it's terrible.
Not as hot. Maybe we're just used to it because of the last one, but...
Yeah, because I'm still burning from the last guy.
If that's the case, then I think they're failing, right? Because we want it to build.
My stomach is killing me.
This one's hot.
Not only that, but this is the most wings I've eaten in a very long time.
Yeah.
To pull the curtain back a little bit for our listeners, we usually do 2 episodes a night.
Right.
So that's 6 wings.
Yes.
My body's like, ugh.
Well.
Yeah, it's so much food.
That's why it's a challenge.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
All right, what was that? It was ghost pepper. Ghost pepper.
Ass kicking ghost pepper.
All right. Not as hot as the last one. I thought it was a little bit of a better flavor, but not really. So I'm going to hit it in the middle, 2.5. It's losing some points.
How do you think it's not as hot?
It's not as hot.
I'm burning alive.
It's not as hot for me. Could just because I was hot from before. Maybe it's not the fairest thing, but I want it to build. Build on the hotness, and I'm not any hotter than I was from the last wing.
I am.
So what do you rate it then? Yeah, you're having a hard time. You're struggling. You're on the struggle bus.
I'm on the struggle bus. I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay. Doug?
Fucking hell, this is hard. I don't know. 2.25.
All right.
I made that up.
All right.
I know. That's why I was like, I don't know numbers.
Who taught you shapes?
I am afraid of ghosts.
All right. Moving on. To the ass blaster.
All right.
This also has habanero, 1 million Scoville capsicum extract, garlic and spices.
My stomach is so bloated.
This has this is the first time we don't have the donkey and the crow, the devils. But the donkey came back for the ghost pepper, and for this one, the donkey's there. But he seemingly just took a shit in an outhouse, and there was fire erupting from the hole. That's the label for ass blaster. And he's spitting out smoke. So this is so hot that smoke came out of his mouth and fire came out of his ass.
Or
it made his poop flammable. I don't know. So.
I'm so scared.
All right. Second to last one.
Ugh.
Ass blaster.
Ugh.
Just like Tremors 3. I don't have a sense of smell anymore. Time to enter the Thunderdome.
To break it down.
That's right. Shelly?
All right. I know not...
Do your nasty business.
I know not eating the sauce is not an option.
Right.
Like,
you can go low.
I don't know how to...
You do you.
Calm my mouth down.
You do you.
Michelle, you can take the crowbar out and tune low and play slow.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what is our catchphrase for this one?
3, 2, 1, blast off.
Because literally your poop will be flames when mixed with other people's poop. I think that's also like the, I don't know. There's never just one person's poop in an outhouse. I guess if it was just their outhouse.
Sounds like mustard.
Hmm.
You're giving more thought to outhouses than most people do.
That's true. Huh? Do you ever look in an outhouse? Like, when you guys use a John, do you ever, like, survey the, like, a port-a-john, survey the situation in the tank of it before you do your business?
No.
Douche. Yeah. When one gazes into the abyss, take care to make sure the abyss does not gaze back.
Oh, the abyss gazes back. You don't check that out? I'll see what's doing.
I check it out.
Yeah, you see what's doing.
And 99 times out of 100, I regret it. Yeah.
Right, because it's blue except for that one last guy who was in there that hasn't incorporated with the rest of the liquid.
The island.
Yet. Yeah, yes. Right. Right. little atoll in the middle of a sea of excrement.
This is terrible.
Chili, you okay?
You're
beating up
so
pretty bad.
Hot.
All right. Only one more to go after this.
All right. We're almost done.
We're almost done. We can't leave the fans waiting. Ass blaster time.
Getting our asses blasted. I'm so scared.
Oh, no.
Crunchy. Oh my god. Oh no. Why? Oh, this is. I didn't even eat any yet.
Oh, fucking hell.
I don't know. Am I dying?
Why?
Because I don't think it's hot.
I can't even, like, eat very
Have I reached the threshold that my body will allow me to experience hot?
Oh, this is so hot.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Ooh, wow.
It's not going well.
Oh, it tastes fucking disgusting.
Yeah, this is so fucking nasty.
Ugh.
Oh, and it's so hot.
Like, I am so queasy.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Yeah, all right, it is pretty hot.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking shit.
All right. All right, that's it. I mean, this is... All right, it's something.
Fuck.
This tastes like garbage, and it's hot. 1.5. Numbers don't mean anything anymore.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
1.5.
That's what I said.
0.75.
Wow. That was least favorite.
Ugh.
All right. All right.
Let's do this last one.
Spontaneous combustion.
Then we can all go die.
We're all going to just need to, like, lay on different parts of the couch.
All right. Now I'm feeling okay. So,
I feel like I need to lay down.
All right. You hear that?
It's water.
That's the sound of spontaneous combustion. Made with 1 million Scoville capsicum extract. I can't talk. My lips don't work. There is a mouth with flames cut on it, on the label. There is a danger warning with a man breathing fire. That says, extremely hot. Use sparingly. Avoid contact with eyes and other sensitive areas. Like your genitalia.
Yeah, that means
or
your
other
dick.
People's genitalia.
Yes, it does mean dick.
Water, habanero peppers, vinegar, capsicum extract. It's the same exact ingredients. Nothing has changed. They're just upping the level of extract to do a murder.
I'm hot and cold right now. I'm both hot.
You're hot and you're cold. You're something and something. My eyes are burning and I don't remember touching them. You're sweating
it's
into
the
my
sweat.
Eyes.
Your eyes sweat.
I have a...
Paper towel?
Give me a papal towel, please.
Paper towel. Oh. Shit.
Well.
Ugh. All right. Okay. All right. I can open my left eye again.
Oh, I also remember I did something stupid at lunch today.
What was that?
I had wings.
Oh.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Good job, Doug.
Somebody punched me in the dick.
All right. After this. With right. Enormous spontaneous combustion.
For the unique palate pyromania.
Oh, dude, what are you doing, you maniac?
Yeah, what'd you just do? Why would
it's the
you
last
do that?
One. I'm going all in.
I'm going not in.
All in.
I'm not going all in.
That's fine.
You go all in if you need to, Michelle. You do what you all need in. To. I love you.
Oh, my God.
Tatum and Brett, be glad that we did this without you.
Yeah.
Tatum and Brett, yeah. We took a. You're welcome, pals.
None of these are as hot as the bomb.
No.
No.
The bomb or that Dave's double insanity sauce from like 3 years ago.
Yeah. That
stuff was a heart stop.
Shout out Double Lobster.
Yeah.
Why are we shouting out Double Lobster?
Because he tricked us into, well, I don't know that he tricked us, but it felt a little like he tricked us into eating the bomb insanity because we had never seen hot ones.
Yes.
And since, Double Lobster and I like to occasionally watch Jennifer Lawrence eating the bomb hot sauce on hot ones because she loses her mind.
She does.
Huh.
She sobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I never watched her on there.
Oh yeah. She actually starts crying and she's like, did you ever have anyone act like this on the show before?
Okay.
All right. She's adorable. Are we ready?
All right. All right, pals. I love you.
Oh, I know. I love you, too.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I don't know if we're going to make it. I'm officially at my worst wing, also.
Mm-hmm. So there's your wing jerky.
I can't.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck!
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, it's so bad, dude.
Oh, it's real bad.
This is so awful.
Oh, it's real bad.
Oh my God, we're going to Goodyear, Arizona, and we're fighting everyone.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I am headbutting the shit out of everybody in that town. I am shitting on so many fucking front porches.
Oh my God, okay. This one's a one for me.
I'm going to their post office and pissing in the mailbox.
Alright, hold on.
I'm done. Ah!
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that, Michelle?
Because I couldn't eat enough of my wing. But it is, oh God, this is hot. Oh my God. Alright, well.
Feel the pain.
I think that's ones all around.
This is doing things.
That's hot.
That's the hottest sauce.
Oh, God.
It's still not the bomb insanity.
No,
it's
not.
It's so hot.
It's hot.
It's just unpleasant.
There's just nothing. It is just a heat bomb. It's nothing else.
Well, congratulations, you survived the hot sauce challenge.
Did this one have a tagline?
It was for the ultimate palate pyromaniac.
Oh. You said that, but it's dumb.
All right.
Well, we did it. Are you
going to rate that?
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it. We survived. We're survivors.
We survived the hot sauce challenge.
You know what?
Pleasure or pain? It's just pain.
Yeah, I made it with a one. That's what I got. Michelle, you said a one?
I sure did.
Doug?
You know the worst part about this?
We wasted a couple hours doing it?
No.
Oh.
The wings?
Uh-huh.
The skins are so greasy.
Yeah.
That's part of what's making my stomach so awful. But this burns... It doesn't taste like anything.
It's just hot.
Yep.
I don't know, 1.5.
Okay.
I don't know, words, man, we made them up.
Oh. Words, man, we made them up! All right, well, so...
That is the Ask Kevin Hot Sauce Challenge.
So the champion of this whole thing, of these 12 sauces, was bacon.
It was the bacon.
The first sauce we did.
And that was good.
Not like a 3.3 something.
Oh, my voice is coming back a little.
Yeah, they fucking suckered us with that one by making number one the best.
Then we're looking at...
How is my mouth getting hotter?
The chili lime actually did better than any of the other sauces then.
That's crazy.
Sriracha, yeah. But we've been pretty much downhill. From Hell Beyond Hot got a pretty good score. That matches up close to chili lime, but... Whew, fuck. It's hot. So,
I'm shivery.
Yeah, so go to Amazon, call 1-800-KICKIN-ASS, www.kickinass. I genuinely can't recommend, like...
Any of these sauces.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of them was worth what I would eat regularly.
The bacon was...
Fine.
Roll the dice on the bacon or the Chipotle one if you want.
I mean, compared to the other 12, the bacon is a 5, but it's not. It's a 3-ish at best.
If you like barbecue sauce, get the sriracha one. If you like bacon, get the bacon one. Other than that, don't.
If you just want to challenge and torture yourself or see if you're tough enough to get through the kick your ass level, you probably could. We just did. But I don't recommend it.
No.
I think the kicking your ass thing is that this is gonna make us pay for this in the long term. So we're all going to go to the outhouse and light our poos on fire.
That's right. Do yourself a favor and skip this one.
So, not the episode.
Not the episode.
I was going to say the episode of the
show. No, the hot sauce challenge.
Not recommended. Do not recommend. No recommend day.
This is a good lesson because this shows you how hot sauce technology has improved in the last like 20 plus years.
Absolutely.
Because if this was like your, I remember this stuff from like the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's good to see things have stepped up the game.
Right. But I think, like, again, if you want, like, a hot challenge, like, to see how tough you are, buy Dave's Insanity Sock, get the bomb, like...
Get the bomb, get Reaper
also,
Evil.
They also taste pretty good, right.
Yeah.
Hit up that,
Coach Barrett.
The Crow, the...
Oh, yeah, the Gemini
Crow. Gemini Crow, they were real hot.
Solomon Crow.
No, not him. Not the remake Crow.
This felt like hot sauce that you would buy at Spencer Gifts.
Yeah, that's 100% what it is.
Right? Yeah, that is it.
It is hot sauce. It is hot sauce merchandise next to a light up Blacklight dildo.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. or a Blacklight poster with mushrooms on it.
That can be folded into a dildo.
A Blacklight poster of Pink Floyd's The Wall. That's also fuzzy. For reasons unknown.
But all the members
and
of
also
Pink Floyd are dildos.
Yes.
All the members of Pink Floyd are all dildos. What a coincidence. Michelle, do the plugs.
Check us out at _wingsonwings on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com.
Write your senator.
And find us. write your senators. There's a laundry list of things that you could write them about.
But most importantly is Wings on Wings TikTok.
And also, check us out at wingsonwings.podbean.com. You can also find us on the Soon to Be Named Network at STBN Network on Twitter. SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com, SoonToBeNamedNetwork.tumblr.com, where you'll find this and lots of other good podcasts like We Need Wrestling.
That's me.
Final Wrestling Place.
That's not me.
Longbox Heroes.
That's also not me.
No, wait.
No, it's not.
Wings on Wings.
That's us. You're listening to it. Also, we got some things coming up in the next couple of weeks that may interfere with recording and episodes. We're not sure. So keep an eye on our social media. And if we miss an episode, we miss an episode, and we're sorry. But things happen. So
you may get some snacks on snacks.
Well, you may get some snacks. You're definitely going to get some snacks on snacks episodes. But it may be a couple of weeks before we're back into regular episodes because of timing and situations. So
yeah.
That's what it is.
And we survived the ass-kicking hot sauce challenge. Woo!
We did it. Doug?
Wings.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of Podcast Network.